Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When Bro rolls up to the Theology on Tap and he's wearing his best chinos.
Oh, and he's got the little hat on. You know what I'm talking about.
Got his nicest button up on. Oh, yes. My gosh. He is so ready. And he is
standing with his hands in his pockets.
And he's like, he's standing there next to two people having a conversation, trying to talk to the girl. It sucks. It sucks to watch. But he has to do it. He must. You have to be awkward.
I know it hurts. I'm sorry. This is not your point. All right, you came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner, the only podcast guaranteed to generate offspring. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. This is a special episode of The Crunch we release on Wednesdays where we answer your dating questions because you guys are down bad and you need Ethan's help. Luckily, Ethan has a PhD in dating, and he's a doctor of the mind and a surgeon of the heart, and he is here to answer your questions about dating. Ethan, we have... If you guys want to answer questions, ask questions. If you have questions of your own that you need to ask Dr. Ethan, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. And you can send your questions into the Discord. We will answer them likely within the next week because we usually get enough to fill up the episode every week. So go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord to ask your question today. You'll probably get an answer quicker than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question.
Yes.
This is Claire. You. So it is a lady. She's 25. I have always been of the mindset that one should have a group of close friends of their own gender before seriously dating. However, I recently ended pretty much all of my local friendships due to a very good reason. Girl Dish, what happened?
You got to tell us the story.
You got to tell us what happened. This isn't a case where I'm lacking the skills to make friends. I have five very close friends I've known for over 7 years. We all just live in different cities now. My question is, should I focus more on building new female friendships before I try to actively put myself out there for a fella? I'm in grad school and working, so I don't have a lot of time. I can only do one or the other. Kind of hard to half-ass both, right? Part of this worry is the young adult Catholic group I was a part of had a very weird "we're all like siblings" vibe, and got there we go. That's what it is. And got weird reactions when I mentioned to some of my girlfriends I had romantic interests in some of the guys.
Oh, how dare you, a young woman, have romantic attractions to other young men that you're in a friend group with?
Weird.
Weirdo.
There must be something broken in you. that hurt my friendships and the relationship potential is one of the primary reasons I stopped being friends with these people. It's also making me anxious about trying out other young adult groups in the area. I understand. That makes sense.
First of all, check yourself into an insane asylum because you are crazy for liking people and you're crazy for thinking that your friends are weird. So now that you've checked yourself in to the ward, here's the rest of my advice. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it matters if you have a friend group or not. Yes. You don't need, that seems to me like something you made up about your life. Oh, I can't date until I have a solid group of same gendered friends. Is it, what? Show me where that is in the book.
This is
audio listeners. I'm holding up a Bible. Sure, Jesus did form a group of same gendered friends before he went and wed his bride, the church. But I'm not saying that you have to do. Nobody says that.
You're not Jesus.
So you don't have to do everything the way that he did it. Yeah. I think that you should date people if you want to date them. And I think you should actually confront these weird Mormon people that you know.
Yeah.
That are like, we're all brothers and sisters. Because to me, that either means that they're all doing stuff on the side and they don't want to involve you. You know, it's like, oh, we're all like family here. And they're all just, you know, intermingling. Or they just genuinely are like asexual creatures, which is just like, that's a whole other issue.
You
don't want to be around it, but you also want people to be like, hey, why are you afraid of that guy? He's not going to hurt you. Like, why is it bad to have romantic feelings? We're young adults.
I will say,
strange.
I know we're supposed to assume, I'm going to assume the worst real quick.
Yes.
Do you mind if
yes.
I assume
yes.
the worst real
yes.
quick?
Yes. Yes.
I don't believe that for a second. That
believe
people
what?
Are like, that these friends are like, oh, we're all brothers and sisters. And so they're being weird. The girls are being weird because you like a guy and they don't like any of the guys. I think they were being weird because they liked the guy you were talking to. I think that's I think whether they were conscious of this or not, I think that those girls liked the guy that you were talking about, or at least they liked the attention that he gave them. And so you saying that you wanted to formalize your relationship in that he is now presumably
they
only
saw
going
you
to
as
giving
a
you
threat.
Attention, they saw you as a threat, and that meant that
Whoa.
They were not going to get as much attention from the boys anymore. Oh. I do not believe that people are principled. I believe they are self-interested. This is the key.
everyone except us.
No,
we are principled.
I am insanely self-interested. Are you
no,
kidding me?
No, that's not true.
Yes. Oh, I am. I am the chief among sinners. I'm the best at it.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's just a classic case of girl on girl crime.
It accounts for 86% of the crime.
It does. I think. Oh man. So yeah. So what I would do, if I was you, and I'm not you, but if I was you, I would march back into that dang young adult group and I would walk up to the boy that you like, I would plant one right on his damn lips. I'd just shatter the whole thing.
This actually is a great solution to most of your problems, is you can solve a lot of problems by just planting a big wet, an unforeseen just, sloppy mm-hmm. wet one
yes.
on a guy.
How about this? Loose lips sink ships.
Tight lips raise ships. That's the key. Girls are always like, oh, how do I know if he likes me? Kiss him. What does he do? That's a really easy way to figure it out.
It's kind of just like using just the sheer power of femininity. Just like brute force your way to an answer.
It's a very masculine way to use femininity, if you'll pardon that. It's like, just plant a big wet one on his lips, and he'll tell you. He'll
publicly.
Be like, whoa.
Hold
I
on.
I liked that, but I wasn't prepared.
Yeah. No, I think you go back to this group, you drop the question on the guy, like, hey, you know, I haven't been around lately. It's because all these people are weird asexual Mormons. But I think that you and me should go out and get a milkshake sometime. Mm. What do you think? And then if he says yes, then it's like, all right, who cares what those other ladies think? Who cares what everyone else? Who cares what, oh, we're just like family. Who cares? If you go on a date, have fun.
Come on.
If that's too much for you, I would not be discouraged. I don't think every young adult group is like this. In fact, I would say most young adult groups, everyone kind of knows we're all here to find someone to plant one on, you know? That's just kind of the vibe I get. But
oh, yeah.
Don't be afraid. I don't think you've done anything wrong here.
No. No, you're doing great. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Don't be a noble obstacle maker. You obviously want to go find a bow.
Mm-hmm.
Go tie one up. Take them, yep. Rope them up, take them home.
Hog tie that fella. Put some lipstick on that hog. Give him a big old mwah.
Honestly, that's the new advice. That's the new response to when girls ask us, how do we know if a guy likes it? Guys, that is not the answer to how
that
do
is
I
not
know
the,
if a girl likes
gentlemen,
it.
Gentlemen, please.
That is not the answer. This does not... I am formally instituting a double standard here.
Yes.
Formal double standard. It's not... Don't do it. Anyway, all right.
Please, no. Carry on.
Someone writes in, guys, I followed your advice. I'm now in jail. all 34 counts.
Yeah. I hogtied 34 men.
All right. This is this one is entitled Infatuation with a Man. So
Infatuation Station.
And hopefully this is a woman. Several years ago, I was good friends with a man. It's your first mistake. We ended up talking on social media. Later, he invited me to Mass. We ended up doing a 33 consecration to Mary together.
Oh.
And we also did a 54-day rosary novena together.
Moving a little fast, aren't we?
I know. That's a lot of time spent.
Yeah. Yes.
How many? That's 3 months of dedicated prayer.
Just daily prayer together. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Sheesh. We got very close and confided in each other about our lives. However, even though I made it very clear I was interested in him, due to the situation in his life, he was sick. He wasn't ready for a relationship.
What did he have?
Ultimately, I know, right?
Mono?
Under the advice of my spiritual director, he told me to stop praying the 54-day rosary novena with him, and that ended our relationship. However, in my community, we see each other often, and we chat here and there when we see each other. However, because I actually still have feelings for him, I can't speak when I see him. I compare him to all those other men I try to date, especially because I see how holy and devout he is. I get jealous when I see he's with other women. I think, why is he ready for a relationship with them, but not with me? Aw, girl. Oh man. That sucks. Yeah, you're right to ask that question. It should help you come to a conclusion that you're just not coming to the conclusion of, and I walk you through it. My friends continuously tell me that he's almost 40 years old, and commit to a woman.
Oh, whoa. That was like an airstrike. I was not expecting that. Woo-hoo-hoo.
This man is half dead and he's just flirting with women. Sorry, that was a really
this
big
man,
thing to say.
This man spent this man spent 54 of his last days praying a rosary novena with this girl, this young woman.
I cannot stop idolizing him. He's very handsome and holy. It makes it hard to get over him, especially because of the intimate details I know about his life.
Yeah.
The basic advice I would like from this is, how do I get over him and stop comparing him to all these other men?
He's 40.
Someone commented, holy and devout men don't lead women on. So.
Yes.
He's really good at pretending, I would assume.
Yeah. He's using that. Probably using hair color. De-age himself.
He's a bottle black. That's what we call
him.
Black hair bottle.
Dude, this is wild.
That hit me out of nowhere too.
That was crazy.
I didn't read that ahead of time. That's crazy. That's
yeah.
So old. That is me doing this.
How old is the girl?
I don't know. She says she's younger, so she must. I'm gonna put her in her mid 30s.
Okay, I was going to say late 20s, early 30s, but yeah. This is crazy to me because it sounds like, how does a 40-year-old, how are you guys seeing each other every day? Are you just doing this over the phone, I guess?
Yeah. Do you guys have jobs? I'm assuming.
What is happening? Jobs. You did a 33-day consecration, a 54-day rosary novena. You aren't at college together. And are you just doing this over the phone every night? I guess. But
must be.
That's just a lot. I just have some questions about the logistics. But
this is a Reddit post, and so I looked at her old post. She's 26.
Ah, oh man. How can you be 26 and think that someone who's 40 is handsome? How is that possible? I mean, I get that you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, has some type of lure to women that are, you know, barely out of the womb. I get that. Sure. But if you're not a predator, what do you have to offer these women?
when he was her age, she is our age. So yeah. First of all, she's our age.
Yeah.
So like, could you imagine dating a 40-year-old woman?
No.
Outside of the fact that obviously you're married, right? So when she was, when he was her age, she was 12 years old.
Yes. The 12-year-old now.
So imagine being 27 and the person that you're doing a 54-day rosary novena with hasn't started middle school yet. the girl that you're gonna do a 54-day rosary novena with is watching Skibbity Toilet season 22 right before pre-algebra.
Yeah. She's at an orthodontist appointment playing the Xbox in the lobby.
Bro, what are you doing?
Oh,
you know, here's the thing.
This is not good. Perhaps she's getting her first training bra at the store.
Oh my god.
Bad. This is not good.
Dude. I feel sad and I feel bad and I don't like
You feel sad.
I don't like that. Oh my gosh, man, she's very. She appears to be very mentally ill. Pray for this woman. She seems to be severely depressed.
Yeah.
You unfortunately have fallen into a situation where you're codependent. You're looking for someone to give you something that only the Lord can give you. And so I beg you, please. You're young. You have so much time ahead of you. You're our age. You know, there's so much time. You have 14 years until you're this guy's age. You have so much time to, you know, figure things out. You know, like if you're one time, my mom said everyone in their early 20s is depressed. And I was like, wow, mom, that's really helpful. Like you're going through changes. Your body's changing. You know, it's like don't assume that these feelings you're feeling are going to be forever. They go away. And don't catastrophize it. Man, I feel so bad. He doesn't like you.
I was the 40-year-old in this situation once.
Oh.
Albeit with a much smaller age gap.
Hopefully.
There was a time I was in high school and I met this girl at a Steubenville conference.
Mm.
And she decided that we were best friends because I like sat with her on a very short bus ride.
Yes.
Which was a mistake on my part. I should not have sat here. And it really was not like, it was just a genuine, like I need somewhere to sit. Oh, Ethan, come sit with me. Sure. I just sat down, whatever. Like I wasn't really thinking about it too hard, you know? And from then on, it was like, we were best friends. At the conference, she was always trying to like give me a hug and like hang out with me. And then when you leave, she like gets my phone number somehow. And then it's every day with the texting. Hey, 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 what's up? Do you remember this? Do you want to pray this thing? Do you want to do this thing? And it's even worse when it's all mixed up in the religion.
In the spiritual life, now,
Because now it's like she associates this positive, similar with this person, like they have this positive spiritual experience of the Rosary Novena and the Consecration of Mary, which is all great, but it's like it's all wrapped up in like, I just happened to do this with this guy at this time. And he probably thought, because he's 40, he probably thought nothing of it. He probably thought like, oh, here's this girl, you know, she's nice. Maybe we'll do this together. You know, it sucks that he did that.
Bro,
you think he just took advantage of her? Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I think he should have been a little more. I think he lacks prudence. If not,
that's what I mean. It's like he probably was just like, I need to pray this, and here's this person. He probably didn't think too deeply about it. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying
that's right of him.
They were talking on social media. He invited her to mass with him.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Like,
did you want to sleep with a 26-year-old? Is that what's happening here? And then you realize that she was a little bit crazy, and you realize that she was a little bit off, you know, had some things going on, and then you had already committed to a multi-week prayer with her, so you had to finish it out,
and then
you used your spiritual director to get out of it. I don't know. I don't like this guy.
I don't know. I don't know if he's doing things like maliciously. Very clearly, he's not. He didn't follow.
He's either dumb or malicious.
He kind of started avoiding her. But I think he's malformed, because there's no way that you get to 40 years old without being able to have the introspection of like, I should not be DMing a 26-year-old girl this much.
Yes.
You know, like that you should be able to like.
He probably was enjoying the attention he was getting and didn't realize the extent to which it had an impact on this young girl.
I feel weird when people under the age of 18 DM our Crunch account. I'm like, please don't talk to me. I'm an adult. Thank you.
The only people that DM me on my personal account are my wife and my brothers. Sometimes John Donahue. You never DM me on my personal. Don't do it now. We're in the middle of a show. We're in the middle of a program.
I'm texting you a swear word.
Okay. Which one?
I don't know. Your pick.
Spin the wheel.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, this is just, that's an odd one. Gosh.
Sorry, man. That was.
Yeah, that guy is, that guy maybe needs some help. I think they both need help in different ways.
Yes.
For sure. It's no one's, the guy is more at fault here, but I think he might just be dumb. Which is inexcusable.
He's more at fault because he's a grown man. Because
he's 40. Because he has a maturing, his Roth IRA matures in like a year and a half.
You shouldn't. If you're 40 years old, you should not be bearing your soul to a 26-year-old.
Oh, I forgot about that. They shared intimate details.
You're talking about the bus ride, and I know what you mean. It's like the young girl is like really into the older guy, and it's like,
yeah,
that happens because it, not because you're attractive, but because you're older, and it's like,
shut up.
This makes me uncomfortable.
I was a really hot high schooler.
I'm not giving this to you. I've seen you. You've seen me.
Hold,
you
whoa. Know. You've seen
Don't
me.
Because I'm Catholic.
Yeah, I was a good picture. Looking. I was yes, a good were, looking, well dressed, well mannered.
You were a handsome young man.
Yes,
we all know this.
Say it. I was a hot, cute, sexy high schooler.
I need you to hear me when I say this.
Yeah.
No.
Fair.
Come on, man.
Yeah. But based and morality pilled.
Anyway. Virtus pilled. That's what we are here.
Virtus pilled.
Oh,
that's so funny.
But yeah, it's like you should not. It's like I was a youth minister, and a youth minister, you become a confidant for people, and sometimes those people are younger women, and you need to understand that that confidancy goes one way. Like, they share with you, and you listen,
and
you
the door
respond.
Is open.
Yes, and the door is open. In fact, it might not even be it's not in your office. It's like in a big gym where there's a bunch of people around. Like, that's
a
where this happens.
Place.
Not in DMs. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't get too in depth. And if it starts to get too crazy, you bring in their parents, right? It's like you don't, and then you don't share your problems. You know, it's just not, it's not right. And so, like, I take that approach when I'm talking to people in my capacity as the crunch, because that just makes sense. I just expect other people to do the same. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a high standard. It's like if a young woman comes to you and is bearing her soul to you in the DMs, there's really nothing you can do about that except listen and respond in a way that is appropriate. But, like, don't bear yourself. Come on, man. Anyway.
Yeah. Man.
Grow up, 40. Man. You're 40 years old.
Crazy.
Dude. Anyway. All right.
Imagine being 40.
Ugh, couldn't be me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be dead before I'm 40. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to be 40 in like 13 years. That's crazy. I will say the distance, when I did the math, the distance between 26 and 40 was not as distant as I wanted it to be.
Nope.
I wanted it to be much further.
Did you know that I turned 28 in 20 days?
Yes, I did know that.
That's frightening.
I like our relationship because I can see the danger before it hits me. You know, it's like you turn 28 and go, oh no, I'm turning 28 soon. Oh, this is awful.
Hmm.
I'm just kidding.
You see the danger in me. You're saying I'm a dangerous man.
Yes.
With
some money
to lose
in your pocket.
On the edge.
Yeah. Last question.
Yep.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a theoretical situation for you. Definitely not theoretical, obviously. Totally. I, a 19-year-old female, just finished my freshman year at college and met a guy, a 19-year-old man, at the Newman Center through a friend. The three of us, me, the friend, and the guy, got close over the years. And my friend high-key ships me and the guy. They high-key ship each other.
Okay.
As far as I know, she's only talked to me about him and not to him about me. At first, I brushed her off. But the more I got to know him, I am now very interested. The problem is I can't tell if the guy likes me. Plant a kiss on him.
Refer back to question one.
Refer back to earlier in this episode. Come on. It's like you're not even listening. He's super sweet and respectful and funny. I feel like we get along very well. We're able to joke with each other, but he's super nice and respectful. So maybe he's just being nice and respectful. We're both single and made a joke around Valentine's Day about us being in the Broken Hearts Club. He likes you. Obviously. All right. I started a snap streak with him. Yeah, I know. What a childish thing to do. 19. At that time, he didn't really show interest, as in he didn't keep the streak, but he started snapping me. We're both super active in the Newman Center, thus we see each other a lot. My friend thinks I should just shoot my shot, but he's a great guy. I love being friends with him, so I don't want things to be awkward when I see him multiple times a week when school starts back up. After many failed talking stages and no real relationships, I'm tired of screwing things up and I want something to work out for once. Please help. It is funny to hear 19-year-olds go like, I've tried everything.
I know. I was like,
it's over for me. I've had so many failed
it's
relationships.
It's so funny to hear a 19-year-old be like, I just want something to work out for once. It's like, what do you mean? You don't... I'm saying that now. I've been trying things for 10 years. It's like, please, can something just work out for once?
Do you know how long we've done this stupid podcast? This
stupid friggin' show trying to make any money at all?
Oh, man.
Here's the thing. You can go to him and you can ask the magic question. You can say, are you going to ask me on a date or should I just move on? That's a classic line that you can deploy at any moment. That's your ult that you can use. You can be more direct. You can just say, hey, I really like you. I think we should date. You know, I think there's lots of ways to go about this. But the line is a good way to do it. And the summer's a good time. And it's the beginning of the summer. Because if you say something now and he says no, by the time the summer's over, it'll feel like a distant memory because, again, you're 19 and the summer will consist of about a quarter of your life up until this point. So
it's going to feel so far.
I know you're afraid that it'll be awkward and weird.
Already awkward and weird.
Listen to me in all charity, okay? Being a young adult and being single and desiring to date is awkward and weird.
Yes.
This is what it feels like to try and find someone that you want to date and therefore marry when you are in your late teens and early 20s. It feels awkward and weird.
Awkward and weird from the outside.
Yes.
When bro rolls up to the theology on tap and he's wearing his best chinos.
Oh, and he's got the little hat on. You know what I'm talking about.
Got his nicest button up on. Oh yes. My gosh, he is so ready, and he is
standing with his hands in his pockets.
And he's like, he's standing there next to two people having a conversation, trying to talk to the girl. It sucks. It sucks to watch, but he has to do it. You have to be awkward, because otherwise, it's like. It's funny. I keep bringing it back to sales. If you ever heard someone who's starting a business at a networking event, it's a lot like people at networking events, a lot like dating. You can tell who really wants to sell people on something. They just keep bringing up their thing. And it's like, it's awkward, but he's got to do it because he's got to make that money. All right. You got to be awkward because you got to find that husband. And you,
husband.
Don't be ashamed because it's only a small portion of your life and you forget about it. It's like it never happened. I don't even remember what it was like to be single.
Exactly.
You know,
if you're not okay with feeling awkward and weird, then maybe dating and marriage is not for you.
Go be a nun.
Go be a nun.
Never feel awkward or weird.
Right. I mean, it's crazy to me that people have this expectation that like, oh, I'm just going to get through my adolescence and early adult years, never, ever having an experience that's odd.
Yes.
I'm going to get out of this scot-free and it's going to be perfect. Shut up.
You're not allowed to do that.
No.
If you didn't go through an awkward phase, you would be cheating all of humanity out of a shared common experience. Who do you think you are? You don't get a hall pass from being a dork. We all got to do it. It's part of the human experience. We must be dorks.
They're still waiting for Patrick to bring his hall pass back.
Shut up.
He's been out for a long time with
his
dork hall pass.
Patrick has been dorking it up in the in between classes. He's been...
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my Neville Longbottom glow up. Hasn't happened.
It'll come.
I've objectively gotten less attractive since high school. I was a hot... Say it.
No, I don't think I will.
No, I'm not gonna.
I like being outside of the jail. contrary to our 45th president, whatever he might want
to say. And 47th and 46th.
True.
He was all three.
Yes. If you win a second term, are you still just the 45th president, or do they call it the 46th?
No. If you win a second term, you're like, if you win a second term in a row, you're the same president.
Okay.
But then if you get a skip, like if someone comes in break. Between you, then
yeah, like Gerald like R. Ford,
Grover Cleveland,
Grover Cleveland.
Gerald R. Ford was the only president who was not elected.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes, he was the only president who was not elected.
He's also the only president that was an F-150.
What happened with Gerald Ford? Like, someone got assassinated and then Nixon got...
Assassinated.
No, impeached.
Character assassinated.
Yes, yes, yes. And so he became... He, like, wasn't elected...
Yeah.
At all. Yeah.
JFK died. And
no.
He stepped up. Yes.
Nope. Johnson.
Who?
Lyndon LBJ.
Hmm. Isn't that thing that they do, the plastic surgery?
BBL? BBL, Drizzy.
LBJ, Drizzy.
LBJ, Drizzy.
I don't like it anymore. I'm going to be done.
All right.
Thank you guys for coming to our dating advice podcast called Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner. If you like this show and you want us to get the word out about dating and advice... and the truth of the Catholic faith to as many people as possible, go to patreon.com/thecrunch. $10 a month and up. We're on the road to 200 patrons. We're at 121 as of this recording, May 30th. We're trying to get to 130 in a week. That's 9 more patrons. We got like 6 last week, so we get 9 this week. That would be amazing. 76 hours of bonus content there for you. That's just a lot. Like every time I say that, that's multiple days of just back-to-back bonus content.
Much. Actually,
so if you've got a summer job, if the commute is longer because of the trap, maybe you're going on vacation, maybe you are
going to the Eucharist revival,
maybe you're going to the Eucharist revival, maybe you're on pilgrimage, maybe you're digging a tunnel between your house and your neighbor's house and you're making it so the government can't find it and you need a podcast to listen to while you do it, the bonus podcast is for you. patreon.com/thecrunch. $10 a month and up, which is the cost of a cup of coffee per episode. It's like having coffee with us. That'll get you the bonus show. Road to 200 patrons. Thank you for listening to Dr. Ethan's Data Corner. Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
I was actually the 26-year-old the whole time. I was catfishing the 40-year-old man, and I got him.
And I, when I was a young high schooler, I was the 40-year-old man. So you weren't catfishing. You were being.
I was catfishing. I was committing a crime. Actually.
You were the one committing a crime.
There's a funny situation where it's like two catfishes catfishing each other, like two catch a predator people catching each other.
Yes.
That's solid.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you, and we will see you all next time. Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.